To the Grunt Free Press podcast. This is episode 119. I'm your mistress of the dark, absolute deicide. GruntFreePress.com, podcast at GruntFreePress.com. One of those there is a website, and one of them is an email address. I'll leave it up to you to figure out which one is which. I mean, if you guess it correctly, fortune and fame will be bestowed upon ye. But beware, if you travel down the wrong path, AIDS. So yeah, do you guys feel that? I mean, it's here, that nip in the air. The trees are probably changing colors. I don't know, I work fucking nights. I barely go outside, but I mean, that's usually what happens this time of year, right? Fucking the trees change from, I don't know, whatever, they change into like fucking reds and oranges and stuff like that. I don't know, something like that. I've seen pictures of that. I seem to recall when I saw the sun at some point that stuff like that happened. You get the classic spooky TV specials and movies that are playing, you know, fucking playing on TV along with the you know, they get like the haunted seasonal fucking Halloween episodes of your favorite shows, like Punky Brewster and the Facts of Life, or whatever kids watch. Again, I'm not sure. I don't fucking watch TV anymore. I don't know what they do. if they even fucking do that shit anymore on shows. I might be too culturally insensitive or some shit. I have fucking no idea. I don't even fucking cable going into my fucking TV. So I just watch it on demand of the few shows that I watch. But hey, I mean, I took my air conditioner out of my window and fucking put in a fan, so I also left the window open as I'm recording this, so we'll see how that goes. It might be a mess. I mean, you might hear some fucking crickets and shit in the back, but that's how I imagine all these shows go anyway. Every time there's silence, is crickets. So now that might actually be crickets. So it might work in my favor. We'll see. You might hear some moaning of the undead or some shit in the background. You know, the howl of a werewolf or some shit. Or it might maybe a fucking coyote or a fisher cat, more likely. But yeah, that might work. So, you know, some sirens and dogs barking and shit. Cars going by, probably spooky stuff is what I'm saying. So yeah, let's start things off by talking about my favorite subject here, games I'm not playing because I don't have the time to play them, but I bought them anyway because fucking whatever, you know. I'm like, oh, that looks cool, maybe, you know, if I fucking, I'll play that eventually, and maybe if I mention it right now on here, I won't forget about it. One of those deals. So yeah, I keep seeing this game. The only place I saw it was it being advertised on CD Keys. I mean, I hadn't fucking really, never other than that, never really heard of it fucking anywhere. And yeah, the box art or whatever the fuck, it's not really a box anymore. I guess it's not on a box. It's just a digital game art, whatever the fuck you want to call that. What they're showing for the fucking picture of the game, you know, the title fucking picture, whatever. That shit looked pretty cheesy and shitty. So again, I just kept like passing over it for fucking months. It's been on there forever, you know, like fucking whatever the fuck that bullshit is type of deal. Like, I don't know what the hell that is. Just fucking skip past it. But yeah, it's called Elex or Elix. I don't know, fucking E-L-E-X. Again, just a fucking generic name, whatever. I don't know what the fuck that. Again, just fucking looking at it, like, I don't know what the fuck this game is. It looks pretty shit. But you know, even the fucking font they use for the title on there is kind of gay. You know what I mean? So, but you know, as I'm fucking doing my internet fucking wandering around, clicking on random shit, I'm like, fucking, oh, what the hell, or whatever. I'll just fucking click on this shit, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? The screenshots of this game, fucking. Don't look too bad. You know, it almost looks like, you know, cyberpunky, like fantasy, post-apocalyptic. A little bit like The Surge almost, but fucking like not as dark or Defiance, but not set in fucking, I don't know, faggot San Francisco. Maybe it's fucking like, it looks interesting again. Like fucking, I don't know what it's again, sci-fi, fucking almost apocalyptic, like whatever. So I'm like, all right, we'll fucking start reading the description, and it's fucking, I'm like, all right, what it's saying here is checking off some boxes for me, you know, fucking deep, fucking challenging RPG, huge world, Lovecraftian monsters or some shit. So I'm like, all right, dude, let's see here, what is this, fucking $30 is nice too, you know, especially I could use one of the discount codes they sent me from when, you know, CDs canceled, you know, they fucking botched those orders from before, you know, when they're fucking like, oh, this shit's not coming in, so, here's a refund, and here's like a fucking, whatever, there's like $6 fucking, like, rebate or some shit, you know, fucking just, sorry, here's your fucking, credits or whatever. So, yeah, all right, $30, I'll fucking use the $6 credit, there's fucking no tax on there, I'm like, that's fine, whatever, so I'll check this out. Again, haven't played it. I'm just fucking talking, which I haven't even played, but I'm just fucking just looking at it. I'm like, fucking, no, it's made by fucking Pranabytes. You know, if I didn't fucking look at, you know, again, I was just reading the description for the first time, and yeah, I had no idea. I mean, fucking, it's made by Pranabytes. And I'm looking at like the, going through like the Steam description too. It's fucking like, oh, big one too. As a controller support, which is always nice. Again, because fucking, again, always fucking, if I'm like on the fence about something, I'm like, I don't know, fucking like PC games, like I'm gonna have to fucking sit here with a fucking keyboard and mouse and shit, or afraid I just fucking use the controller, just sit the fuck back and relax. That's usually a big selling point for me. Because, you know, this is too much fucking energy sitting up and, you know, using the fucking mouse and keyboard and shit. Anyway, I'm always fucking, like, leaning on shit. So it's, like, fucking keyboard and mouse. I'm, like, my fucking elbows, like, digging into something, you know, as I'm fucking, like, laying back. And it's, like, dude, my fucking arm, like, falls asleep. Like, playing fucking, like, Warhammer and shit. Like, Total War. It's fucking, like, oh, I'm getting all into it. Then I'm like, all right, I gotta take, like, a fucking break and shake my arm out because it's fucking asleep at this point. Yeah, too much energy, you know. But anyway, yeah, so Piranha Bytes is famous or semi-famous, I'd say, for two series that I know of. The Gothic series, which I've played on all of like fucking 10 minutes of, and that was too much for me to figure out back then, you know, when I was like fucking, I don't know, back in my old fucking pirate video game days in like junior high or whatever. Like, I fucking heard a lot about Gothic and checked it out for like 5 minutes, and like, I don't know what this is, just kind of gave up on it. But yeah, people love them. Those games I hear a lot about still. And the Risen games, I think there's three of them, so Risen Trilogy, I guess, which that's one that I heard people fucking did not, no, they didn't like those games, but yeah, I get a feeling it's from those fucking Gothic fans or whatever, because it's like, it's, you know, the usual fucking fanboy shit. I like Gothic. This isn't Gothic, but yeah, so I played the first two Risen games, and I fucking love those games. I mean, there's fucking, like, real deep, like, challenging RPGs, and you got, like, a simple but meaningful, upgrade system, whatever, progression system for the RPG stuff. That was it takes like forever to fucking gain a level, but when you do gain a level, it's a big deal, and you fucking, you know what I mean, and you get a few stat points to fucking allocate, and each stat point you put in is just like a huge fucking consequence, you know, it's like a huge deal when you put in a stat into something, a point into like a stat, as opposed to like, I don't know, like fucking like, I don't know, it's like a 1 to 100, and fucking, you know what I mean, you fucking, that type of shit, and like 50, you know, million different fucking categories don't really fucking matter, except when you're trying to, like, pick, like, one lock in the game or some shit, but, Risen, I mean, the games were fucking, started off, the games are kind of, like, grim and serious, and then they throw in some shit that was, like, you know, just out of nowhere, it was just fucking, like, some hilarious fucking bullshit, some joke, either, like, intentional or not, you know, like, one of those deals where it's fucking, like, it's kind of, like, a B, like, game, and I don't know if this dialogue's bad or just, like, an actually funny joke, but I just fucking laughed my ass off at a couple parts. And yeah, I really like the fucking The First Risen quite a bit. I think I might have a fucking review on the fucking site somewhere from way back when. I don't even know what's on my own site, by the way. The second Risen, fucking, that leaned more into, like, into the comedy, you know? And it wasn't, like, as, like, I don't think the second one was as good as the first game, but it was still really good. I mean, They did a great job at fucking, like, world building and fucking, like, mythology and shit, and just, what I thought was awesome, again, I loved it, other people fucking bitched about it, none of the fucking enemies in the game, like, respawn, once you kill them. So, I mean, pretty much that meant, you know, that means there's, like, a finite amount of XP in the game that you could ever get, you know? And you could, like, just run around and fucking just, like, genocide, like, the entire fucking game. Like, I almost want to say it was just, like, on, like, one, like, island or whatever, just, like, one continent or whatever, just, like, a small, like, a land. I think it was, like, the whole point of the game was it was like, an island or some shit, and it was just, like, locked. Like, nobody could leave the island because of some fucking, like, I don't know, fucking sea monsters or some shit. So it's, like, everyone's just kind of stuck there. And, but, yeah, you could just fucking run around the entire landmass or whatever, like, the entire, like, play area of the game, and just everything's dead. Like, you just fucking murdered everything as everything's done. You just, like, explore the entire world without shit, like, constantly trying to fucking, like, fight you, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, no, I killed that thing, and it is dead. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's done. And you know how much I fucking, like, hate grinding, if I haven't fucking made that clear? I hate grinding. So it was literally fucking impossible to grind in the game. Like, you know, and they didn't give a shit about you, like, fighting enemies, like, way above your level, you know what I mean? Nothing was, like, zoned off, and they didn't fucking, nothing, like, scaled with you, so it was just, like, fucking, like, hey, you know what I mean? If you want to spend, like, fucking, like, 20 minutes, like, battling something that's gonna fucking murder you in, like, one hit, and you want to just be real fucking careful about it, you know, and fucking take a couple hits and fucking run away and let your fucking whatever heal up, and like run in and fucking do a couple hits in there again and fucking like try to like do it like perfectly. Like, you could fucking totally do that. You know, if you're fucking good and patient enough, And then you know, you get like fucking crazy rewards for doing that, and you know, you'd fucking like level up like fucking like two or three times and get all like this crazy like gear and shit. And so yeah, anyway, fucking LX is made by those guys, and fucking, you know. And then I was just reading through, I've read like fucking one review, I think fucking IGN, I'm like, oh no, they did review that eventually, and it fucking just randomly popped up for a second, then it was gone, and I'm just, you know, like, just fucking get pushed out by everything else. I just kind of clicked on it, it's like, it went down to, like, whatever, the points they have, and then they gave, like, a fucking, like, 5 or some shit, or, like, a 4, and they're just, like, fucking, like, oh, whatever, it was fucking technical issues, and blah, 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 but I don't know what the hell they were playing. I think it's on, like, PS4 and shit, and, like, Xbox, too, so I don't know what they were playing on or what, and they're just fucking like, oh, it's just marred by, like, technical issues, oh, it's too hard and shit, and just, and I was reading, like, the, I don't know, user reviews and shit on, like, Steam again, just kind of, like, scrolling through them, and it's, most of those are saying, like, oh, you know, this is definitely a fucking Piranha Bytes game. It's fucking insanely fucking difficult at first, and it just doesn't give a fuck if you die, and it's got a good, you know, good dialogue, fucking awesome setting and all that shit. So I'm like, yeah, I'm definitely interested. I fucking bought it already, so it's just like, dude, it's a matter of fucking, like, do I want to, like, devote time at this very moment playing it? Probably not, but it's fucking in the future at some point. So, just remind me to play it when I get a chance. Oh, I'm going to leave that up to you, because, again, fucking, it's like, dude, I think Wolfenstein came out next week, or it came out today, I'm not even sure, but pretty soon. And, yeah, and I'm playing fucking 50 other games, so I'm going to leave it up to you guys to remind me whenever you hear me say, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to play, that there's a game called LX, you know what I mean? But... Yeah, Evil Within 2, which, last week, you know, I wasn't so hot on that game. And, yeah, I was contemplating just fucking giving up on it. Just fucking, you know, the game's too fucking slow. You know, I didn't like the fucking open world story. Wasn't fucking doing anything for me. So, yeah, I mean, why bother? You know, why am I going to keep fucking playing this? One day there, I'm just fucking like, yeah, I'm just gonna fucking like sit through it. Like, maybe this game's short, and I just fucking like, if I just keep, you know, grip my teeth, grin and fucking bear it, and just fucking, hey, I'll be able to get through it and just fucking write a review about how much it fucking like sucks or whatever. So, but somehow, as I was doing that, I'm fucking, the game started to grow on me. I mean, I'm not really entirely sure if the game was getting better, or, you know, I was getting used to it. You know, is how it plays and shit or what, but I mean, it is still pretty bullshit. They have to go through like 10 different steps to level up and fucking craft and do that kind of shit. And yeah, it still controls like trash, yeah. But yeah, just once I get out of that fucking like the starting area, like that suburb, the game really started picking up. I forget if I mentioned that the fucking the main villain or whatever that's going after you, like the fucking killer or whatever. That was in that town. It was some fucking like flamboyant fucking homo in a suit, and he had his fucking bangs covering one of his eyes, and he used to act like every other fucking anime fucking whatever JRPG fucking villain, you know, like a tacky faggot pretty much. Yeah, I mean, he was just fucking, like, killing me. And not, like, literally, not, like, fucking, like, in the game, you're not, like, killing me. I didn't like him. I didn't like him at all. So I'm like, dude, this guy fucking sucks, you know? He did fucking nothing for me. Like, it was like, dude, again, it's fucking just kind of generic fucking Japanese fucking villain anime guy. Kind of cute, though. I mean, don't get me wrong with those fucking bangs, but, it felt like a ripoff of, what's the guy's name? Fucking Sander Cohen or whatever. Something like that. The guy from fucking Bioshock, you know what I mean? The artist guy. You know, and fucking in that game, he made you go around and fucking like take pictures of fucking whatever. And he had like paintings of people he murdered, and he had fucking did you go around with a camera and fucking, this guy here though, and fucking Evil Within 2 was fucking like, oh no, he's a camera that fucking slows down time and fucking will freeze fucking people and shit. And he's getting these it's like a cube, of fucking, like, where he took the picture, like, frozen time with fucking, those fucking guys, like, bullets going through their brains and shit, or, you know, there's throats getting slashed or whatever, they're just falling and fucking, like, repeating the same shit over and over again. So, okay, you know what I mean? But they're just, I don't know, they're just playing off that whole fucking, like, the whole thing of the guy just being like fucking like, oh, isn't art precious? Like, they, you know, that type of fucking thing. And it's just, you know, tortured artist, him torturing his subjects. It's just, you know, it's just, I've seen this done before, you know what I mean? I've seen it done better. There's one part, you're in a hotel or some shit, and they're pulling that, you know, they do that thing that fucking horror games do, where if, you know, you you run down a hallway, you hit a dead end, or, you know, go to a locked door, and you turn around, and then, you know, the hallway behind you changes, the whole environment changes, you know, like that old gag. And, yeah, so you're pretty much, like, trapped in this hallway with, like, with a painting at the end of it, and you have to, like, walk up to it, and I think the game actually says, like, fucking, like, gives you, like, a prompt, like, you know, I think the guy, like, chimes in, like, oh, fucking just over, like, speakers or some shit, like, oh, you have to appreciate my art or some shit, like, you have to, like, yeah, I think he says, like, you know, hold X to appreciate art, you know what I mean, which is fucking, again, the Call of Duty fucking joke, but it's just fucking, like, here, that, again, pretty shitty. And like, the game, like, makes you, like, you have to go to each painting and go up and, like, press A or whatever to zoom in, and that's, like, the puzzle in the game, you know, and that part is just, like, dude, come on. Not only is that a fucking, like, bad puzzle, but, I mean, having, like, you know, this is, having, like, these fucked up, like, macabre paintings on the fucking walls all over the place, you know, that's been, like, a staple of, you know, pretty much every fucking old school, like, horror game, you know what I mean, like, Silent Hill, Resident Evil. They have, like, these fucking, like, disturbing paintings up on the wall you just kind of go up to and just look at, you know. Silent Hill was pretty good about that. It's fucking, like, I don't know, just look at it, there's no reason for it. Just fucking, like, here's a painting, you just fucking look at it and you move on. But it's just fucking there to fucking, like, add to the atmosphere. Then like, in this case, in fucking The Evil Within 2, it's like, dude, don't fucking, like, force me to zoom in on them. Like, fucking, you know what I mean? I know somebody, like, drew those and fucking, like, or whatever. Somebody spent a lot of time drawing those or painting them, and, you know, then you had to fucking scan them into the game, yeah. But, I mean, fucking, I relax with that shit. Of, like, forcing me, oh, appreciate the art, dude. It's like, dude, go fuck yourself, dude. It's pretty shitty. But anyway, you end up killing that faggot, and he's fucking pretty easy to fight. He just shoot him, and he fucking just, like, teleports around a few times and, like, throws these fucking, like, slow-ass moving knives that you can easily just fucking, like, step out of the way of. And, yeah, I mean, up to that point, like, he's being, you know, they're trying to make it up, like, oh, this is the main fucking villain of the game, the guy who has his fucking, you know, who has your daughter or whatever, but, shocker, you know, that there's somebody else behind it, and fucking, and the game shifts gears. It's not unlike Resident Evil 4, you know, the difference being that in Resident Evil 4, the first half of that game was fucking great, you know what I mean, and then fucking, like, you get to, like, that halfway point, and it's like, oh, there's a whole nother fucking half of this game, you know. Okay, cool, you know what I mean, I'll fucking play more of this. And and then, you know, like, again, Resident Evil 4, like the second half of the game is, like, just as good, if not better, you know, just than the first half. Is, yeah, there's more fucking, like, action heavy. It gets, like, over the top and shit in Resident Evil. But yeah, with The Evil Within 2, it was fucking more like you hit like that halfway point, or, you know, I don't know, the third of the way through, and after you kill that guy, it's just like, dude, thank fucking God. You know, the game wasn't just going to be more of the same shit, or fucking more of this douchebag. And now I'm out of that fucking shitty town with the shitty villain and, like, the shitty fucking techno babble, like, Inception shit, like, the kind of, like, cut that goes in the background too, and it's fucking, it starts to get, like, kind of good at that point, you know. Yeah, it starts getting, like, weirder and fucking, like, darker and, like, bloodier and shit. And yeah, you end up in a medieval dungeon. It's got, like, torture devices everywhere, and, you know, fucking stone fucking dungeons and cells and fucking candles and shit, and just Yeah, you know, you start going back to your office to level up, and your office keeps getting like more like corrupted, and the fucking that like special forces plot line, like the fucking you get this task force trapped in this town, like all that shit, fucking just kind of fades in the back, you know. As far as it gets more like, I don't know what the fuck's going on type of deal is, but it's fucking best not to like think about it or like try to explain it, and then like towards like the last like third of the game or so, it starts like making sense, you know what I mean? The story, you know, leans more towards what happened with the fucking the guy's daughter and his wife, and it gets more like personal hell, like Silent Hill-ish. And there's even one scene that's pretty much like ripped it like straight off of, or straight out of anyway, fucking Silent Hill 2. Yeah, it's just like a quick little shot, and it's fucking his daughter is fucking on fire, and they're showing like a close up of her feet on the ground, and she's leaving like these burning footsteps as she walks. And yeah, it's the same as fucking Silent Hill 2, is the fucking that girl that got raped by her dad. And, you know, she's fucking, like, walking up these stairs and fucking, again, they're showing, like, the fucking, you know, her footsteps are leaving, like, fucking fires, you know what I mean, as she's going, and she's fucking burning the whole place down. I should probably fucking play Silent Hill 2 again at some point soon. The thing is, like, as it gets fucking more story heavy, it's surprisingly, it gets fucking better, you know what I mean? Again, there's fucking just start ditching that whole fucking Inception bullshit that fucking like never really worked out very well, and it's just kind of dumb. And yeah, they just focus more on like getting like the guy there, the fucking main detective there, fucking Sebastian the Crab, whatever his name is. And they start giving him like a personality and a fucking reason for what he's doing. And yeah, even though they start like relying on like cutscenes more and more, to the point where like the last couple of chapters of the game is fucking again, let's say like the last like third of the game, it's just kind of like, hey, here's a few boss fights, and then like here's a shitload of cutscenes, you know what I mean? And they try to make it like interactive, so it's not, you're not like literally just sitting there for like fucking an hour or whatever. But, I mean, they do, like, alright, you run down a fucking, like, an empty path for, like, 5 minutes, and you get, like, a cutscene, and then you get, like, a fucking, and then, like, oh, here's a cool boss fight, cool, you know what I mean? And then, fucking, after that, it's, like, a cutscene, and you just kind of walk around, like, an empty house, then you open a door, and that, like, triggers a cutscene, and then, you know, then halfway through that fucking cutscene, it's, like, oh, no, here's, we'll cut to, like, we'll let you control, like, some secondary character for a few seconds, so... Yeah, then it seems like, oh, cool, it's just going to be, like, a whole other, like, section of the game where I'm fucking controlling this this broad and, like, fucking whatever, like, modern day. They go back to, like, again, like, the FBI, no, not, like, FBI, the fucking, whatever the hell it is, special fucking spectral forces, like fucking that stupid fucking, like, group, like, to their headquarters. It's fucking, like, oh, it's going to be, like, a whole, like, another thing here where I'm controlling her. But it's like, no, they just fucking let you do it for, like, 5 seconds and, like, shoot, like, five people. You know, just in a hallway, and then fucking, like, then it goes back, flashes back, like, cuts back to, like, the cutscene, like, you know, that they started before, just keeps going, and then the game ends, pretty much. So, I don't know, just, the game is, like, this fucking, this really fucking weird arc, you know, it's just, like, slow going, and kind of, like, the game's kind of garbage at first. Like I said, I almost fucking quit playing it, like, fucking a few hours in. I don't even feel like fucking like 6 to 8 hours in. I'm just fucking like, this is kind of gay. But yeah, so it starts off real slow, and then like the middle fucking like starts picking up and getting good, and it gets more like action heavy. It's fucking really interesting fucking like visuals and like gameplay and shit. And then it kind of peters out on the gameplay department. But the story, like, somehow, like, redeems itself from, like, being, like, fucking, you know, it's fucking, like, before, it's like, oh, the story's fucking shit, and then, like, fucking as it goes on, it's like, oh, no, it's actually getting pretty good, but then like, it's fucking, they balance it out with, like, oh, but they're relying on fucking, you know, non-interactive shit to, like, show you that type of thing, so, it's an uneven game, I'll say that much. Like, that, I don't even know if I can recommend it or not, you know, it's fucking, like, you know, again, I was fucking, like, that close to fucking, like, quitting the game, and I wouldn't fucking blame anybody for fucking giving up on it after, like, fucking, like, you know, 5-6 hours or so, being like, dude, this is fucking gay, and just stopping, because I almost did. But, Yeah, but yeah, after I finished it, I was just fucking like thinking, like, was that good? Like, did it actually turn out to be a good game or not? I mean, I don't know. It's somewhere like right down the middle, really, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's definitely better than the first game, like, that's for sure. I mean, that game was fucking shit through and through, pretty much. I mean, I was debating, like, you know, like, fucking, Evil Within 2 wasn't too bad. Like, maybe I should, like, go back and, like, replay the original type of deal, but, maybe I fucking missed something there story-wise in the first that would fucking, like, you know, that I now that I know more about what's going on, like, the you know, this fucking, like, world or whatever, you know? Like, fucking, like, maybe if I go back and play the first one, like, it'll retroactively make it better now, but I didn't. Yeah, I stopped myself. I've already fucking played that game like twice, I think, and it sucked both times. I get it like that played it through once, I'm like, that game sucked, and fucking like maybe I missed something, and fucking like, no, that game's pretty bad. I didn't miss anything. I'm not gonna fucking pull a Bayonetta and fucking piss myself off knowingly, you know. Fucking like, oh no, I played that game twice and it sucked. Oh, maybe this time, you know, fool me once, as they say. So, yeah, the Evil Within 2, big meh. I don't know. It's an improvement from the fucking first one. Anyway, maybe if they make another one, it'll actually be like straight up good. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I felt all fucking accomplished after I fucking finished it, you know. It's not short. I mean, the game's like 18, 20 hours or so. And I'm like, all right, well, at least I buckled down. I fucking got through it anyway. I can fucking go focus on something else. I was thinking like, oh, you know, I can play fucking like South Park, the Fractured Butthole. I mean, if you get that, I don't know if anybody gets that joke. Fractured Butthole, it almost sounds like it's Fractured Butthole, you know, pretty clever. Yeah, I mean, I've been looking forward to fucking that game for fucking years. I mean, I love the original one, the Stick of Truth. And yeah, I was just fucking like, man, it looks like more of like the Stick of Truth type of deal, you know what I mean? Fucking should be good. But again, so far, I'm probably like, again, 6-8 hours into it, and it's fucking like, I don't know, dude. I don't know. It's just not fucking like hitting me like the first game did. I mean, I do remember playing through fucking Stick of Truth. It's pretty much like a fucking permanent grin on my face like the entire time. And the game fucking like started out funny, and then like it just like kept like topping itself like over and over again. It's fucking like, oh no, they fucking like, there's like this part's like where they fucking like pushed it too far, and they gotta be done like doing that shit. And then it's fucking like, holy shit, like they just like kept going, and that game was great. Yeah, I mean, with the fucking, yeah, maybe I've actually played even more. The Fractured Butthole, I played, I don't know, I'm probably like a dozen hours in. It feels like that anyway. And yeah, I've kind of like chuckled like once or twice, you know what I mean? Just been like, huh, that's kind of funny, but that's about it. Like, I'm not like fucking like belly laughing or anything. Like, it's not fucking like making me like really, really genuinely fucking like crack up. So, yeah, I mean, the first time was at the, first time I laughed. I'm trying to think, I'm like, when did I fucking laugh at this fucking South Park game? Yeah, I mean, the first time I fucking laughed was at the character creation screen, you know, where you're making your character. Yeah, pretty much like as you would expect. I mean, you fucking just, you know, they look like fucking generic South Park characters, and just kind of, it asks you to choose your difficulty, and then like, you know, choose your fucking head, choose your fucking like whatever makeup, choose your fucking clothes and all that shit. And then it's just like, the last one's like, choose your difficulty. And there's like a color slider from like white to black, and it's fucking, as you change it, it's changing your skin tone, you know what I mean? And then it's fucking like, the lighter you are, the easier the game is, and the darker you are, the more difficult the game is. And I'm just like, dude, that's a pretty good fucking gag, like, that's real funny, you know? I was gonna pick like somewhere in the middle, you know what I mean? It'd be a fucking like Mexican or like some kind of like sand nigger, I guess, but which would be like normal difficulty, you know? Then fucking maybe put it a little bit on the hard side. Then as I'm just going through the slider or whatever, fucking Cartman gives a voiceover after a while saying like, oh, you know, oh, it's okay. This isn't really gonna affect the combat difficulty. Just every other aspect of your life. Then I'm just fucking like, okay, that's actually not funny at all. Like that line that they put in there, like it's fucking It kind of ruined the joke. I mean, like why don't you just fucking like keep that as it is? You know what I mean? Like they don't need the fucking voiceover line. You know, so it's like, you know, if you want to go through the fucking game on like hard mode, you'd have to fucking like make your character like super black. You know what I mean? Like that's fucking funny. You know what I mean? Like that's like legit, like good fucking social commentary. You know what I mean? If that's, you know, if that's how they feel, fucking like, oh no, it's gonna make the, you know, that makes life harder when you're fucking black. It's fucking, doesn't this bullshit? I can say that as a black man, as black as night. Yeah, just fucking like, you know what I mean? It's just like, keep that in there. Why, if you're gonna like make that comment, like just leave it in. That can be like your commentary, you know? Because you get a figure. I mean, you know the fucking the media fucking narrative of fucking like, oh, you know, gamers are these fucking like racist fucking monsters. You don't want to fucking, you know, don't want to have fucking black people playing their fucking games or whatever. Or they, you know, they want to fucking like hang niggers and shit and just And it's fucking like, oh, if you want to play the game at heart, like, you pretty much, like, force them to be black, you know what I mean? So, you know, you'd have fucking people streaming the game, and they're getting made fun of because they're white, and, you know, their characters are white and shit, like, you know, of course, dude, you fucking white, you're white, you fucking noob, you know? Get good, fucking be black, you know, why aren't you fucking black? Turn yourself black, you know, like, that sort of thing. Like, that would have been fucking, like, funny on, like, so many levels, like, that type of thing, like, you know what I mean? That type of comedy, that or whatever, commentary would have been great, but yeah, the way they fucking, like, they backtrack on it, and just fucking, and they fucking, like, tell you right there, you know what I mean? Like, it could have been, like, even if it was just, like a cop-out type thing of, like, oh, no, your difficulty is your skin color. I don't know, but then they have that voiceover to tell you that it's fucking, it's not, oh, don't worry about it and shit, just, I don't know, it's kind of a fucking pussy move, you know? It's fucking, sorry, it's fucking pretty shitty, pretty pussy. Pretty poly pussy. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, they could have fucking thrown in some jokes there to go along with that fucking, you know, that fucking, the whole, like, skin color difficulty thing, like, throughout the whole game, you know what I mean? Or it could have been fucking, it could have been funny, you know, throughout the, you know, if you get fucking, you know, if you get stuck on a fucking boss or some shit, and it's fucking like, oh, you know, turn the difficulty down and fucking, it makes your character, like, lighter, you know what I mean? Like, his skin color lighter, or you fucking throw in a secret boss at the end you can only see if you play through, if you're fucking, like, you know, a super fucking black kid. And then, you know, again, he can just fucking write lines, like, to that, and yeah, it just seems like they fucking, like, pussied out, you know, and they have to throw in that little fucking, like, quip, too, of, you know, fucking, like, oh, you know, black people have it so fucking, like, hard, you know what I mean? That's kind of funny, but it just seems like fucking, I don't know, just the usual fucking virtue signaling fucking, like, bullshit, honestly, and fucking, you know, as a fucking working poor class fucking, like, white guy, it's fucking, that's kind of fucking, actually, like, that whole concept is real fucking, like, racist, you know what I mean? And it's fucking not funny racist either. It's just fucking, it's like, no, that's just, like, straight fucking, like, racist and shitty. Speaking of which, I was just waiting to see if we'd hear the nice wind going on there. It's a nice, nice fucking sonic atmosphere I wanted to go throughout. If you can hear that, sounds like wind fucking howling. Probably not. So I'll drop it. I always talk about fucking South Park. Kind of faggoty now. So from what I played so far, just a lot of the game is that fucking that tone to it. You know what I mean? It doesn't want to cross the line, go too far over the line. Like doesn't want to like offend anybody. And again, it's fucking like South Park, you know. But that's the vibe I've been getting anyway. Now, one point they have you go to see Mr. Garrison, and he asks you to pick your gender. You know, fucking they give you like three options, like male, female, or other. And I pick like other because I figure like, man, there's gonna be like a clear fucking like setup for like a joke, right? Again, it's fucking South Park after all. They're just gonna let that one fucking go. So I say, yeah, my gender is other. Then he picks up the phone and he calls your parents, the kid's fucking parents. And he asks them if they know that their kid is identifying as like gender neutral or whatever the fuck. And again, I'm just like waiting, like, oh man, here fucking comes like some shit, some fucking like really offensive line or some shit or like whatever. And then, but no, he just fucking like hangs up the phone. He says like, he's talking to your parents. Like, oh, you already know. Okay. Just checking, or like some shit like that. It's like, there's like no joke to it. Like there's no fucking like punchline, like nothing like, nothing like politically incorrect. Just fucking look, I'm not a fucking comedian, believe it or not. I mean, I don't know what the joke could have been there, whatever, that would have been, like, fucking, like, witty and, like, funny, but just fucking, like, oh, okay, we accept that, oh, your parents accept it, and fucking, let's move on. It's fucking, like, dude, that's pretty fucking lame, you know what I mean? Like, he's gonna let that shit go. Yeah, I mean, the shit they do go after, I mean, it's all, like, fucking, like, safe topics that are, like, played out, you know? I guess the punchline was supposed to be, like, you come out of the school afterwards, and there's these fucking rednecks, the rednecks and fucking pickup trucks stop, and they're like, oh, you know, we don't like your kind here, you fucking gender neutrals or something like that. And it's just like, dude, like that's supposed to be the fucking like joke, you know what I mean? Like that's the fucking, oh, intolerant rednecks of like, you know what I mean? Like that's the funny thing, not that fucking the concept of fucking being gender neutral is fucking like retarded. Like it's fucking like, oh, these intolerant fucking like rednecks, and like, ah, that's funny, you know, they're more, they seem to be more scientifically accurate, you know what I mean, than fucking like the tolerant fucking people. But whatever, I mean, they're fucking they took our jobs, took our gerbs, whatever the fuck, you know, those guys from the fucking show. I mean they want to fucking like throw those characters in there, I guess, sure, but it's like so fucking like tame and safe, like that's where they went, you know what I mean? It's like so like, it's so ridiculous. It's just like, what are they gonna do next? They're gonna fucking start making fun of like Catholic priests, like fucking touching kids. They actually do that too. I mean, it's fucking really, they're really pushing the boundaries of the game, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, Jesus, dude. You go to see fucking Father Maxie, you know, the fucking South Park priest there, and yeah, he sends you into the back room where it's dark, and then like these three priests pop out, and fucking disco ball lights up on the ceiling, and there's fucking like, you know, soul music starts playing, and like there's like a fight, you know, fight thing, fight fucking, you have to fight them, the three fucking priests, and fight, you know, as you're fighting them, fucking one of them is like pulling out like anal beads out of his ass, and he's running towards you, like whipping him around as. Like, that's his attack. It's like, huh, you know what I mean? Okay. But yeah, it's just fucking like, dude, that's kind of a fucking old joke, isn't it? Like, a fucking, like, a really old joke at this point. I mean, yeah, it was true. It probably is still true, like, now, fucking, yep. But that was, like, fucking, like, 20 years ago, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, it's still beating that fucking dead horse, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, a lot of the humor is pretty juvenile. I know it's fucking like South Park and fucking, yeah, juvenile fucking like potty humor, but I know that's what fucking most people think of South Park who don't watch South Park, but it's more like the satire, like the smart and fucking the well written, you know, the shit that's like behind like the stupidity. You know what I mean? That's like the really funny stuff, or you know, or the stuff that like crosses the line and like genuinely fucking like shocks you. You know, the stuff they can get away with, like that type of shit, because it's a fucking cartoon. You know, that wouldn't fucking, none of this shit would fly anywhere else. Like, in the game, though, instead, is just fucking like this overabundance of like poop and like fart jokes and shit. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like I'm not above a good shit joke or anything. There's nothing funnier than a good story about somebody like shitting their pants, you know. But yeah, just, you know, the game just seems like it's fucking like legit fucking like aimed at like kids, you know what I mean? It's fucking just like, it's so like over and over again, it's fucking like fart jokes and shit, and like, oh, going to the, you know, taking a shit, and just, yeah, if you walk around, you press Y, there's like a fart button, and it's fucking like, oh, okay, you know what I mean? That's a funny concept, but yeah, you know, it's not that funny. But it's, you know, it's fucking like how you fart, and like, you know, in front of like the, you know, the other people, the NPCs, and they'll fucking like, oh, gross, or like do like a little like comment. But how many times are you gonna do that? It's not fucking like funny anymore. You know what I mean? Just yeah. If anytime you see a toilet, you can start like, they have like a shitting mini game where, you know, you move the thumbsticks around and like press, you know, press different buttons to shit. And again, it's like, yeah, it's pretty funny the first couple times, you know, but then, you know, then there's a fucking, like, toilet in every fucking building you go into, pretty much, so it's more like a fucking, like, chore, you know, you wouldn't, you get, like, fucking, like, items for it and shit. It's just like, you'd do it, like, 50 fucking times. It's like, yeah, it's that concept's kind of played out after, like, the, you know, the third or the fourth one. It's just, you know, the one scene where you and another kid go to a strip joint, and you put on, like, dresses, and you fucking, you know, dresses and makeup, you know, you're in, like, drag, pretty much, you're going, like, undercover, and you have to grind on a couple guys to get, like, information from them, and it's fucking just, like, oh, it's a fucking funny setup, right, you know what I mean, these fucking kids, like, grinding on fucking, like, these fucking drunken businessmen, and fucking, it's like, oh, you know, again, like, where are they gonna fucking, like, take this, you know, where are they going with this, it's probably gonna be fucking, like, ridiculous, and it's just, like, no, you just fart a bunch of times, it's fucking, like, you know, you're doing the fucking, the dancing minigames, like, the toilet minigame, and he's fucking, you know, the characters, like, farting on their laps, and fucking the guy's getting grossed out and shit, and just, like, all right, you know what I mean, like, that's the best thing you can come up with, apparently, just, you know what I mean, it's fucking, like, that's, like, I don't know, Or you're at fucking, you're at like Cartman's house, and you're fucking like trying to get into the basement of whatever, like the superhero lairs in the basement. You know, the game's all fucking based on like the superhero thing. And yeah, there's a keypad you have to fucking press. You know, there's words on it. You have to fucking like get like the code, and then you know, it's all like, you know, words on each button, and every time you press it, Cartman's voice like fucking, you know, it was recorded, and then you fucking press the buttons, and he talks. And yeah, the solution to that is you have to fucking type in "fuck you, mom." And yeah, it's just like, yeah, that's something like Cartman would do, I guess. You know what I mean? It's not that funny. It's fucking like, yeah, it's fucking, you get like the code somewhere, you type it in, it's like, oh, fuck you, mom. It's like, huh, okay. You open the door and you go in. But then, yeah, then they make you, like, go back to that. Like, you have to go in the basement. Like, it's pretty much, like, the main base of fucking the superhero thing. The whole superhero club, whatever you're in. So, they make you, like, go back to, like, multiple times. And every time you have to punch in the fucking, like, code. You know what I mean? You have to fucking just type it in every time you go in the basement. And, yeah, I'm thinking, like, that's kind of fucking, like, annoying. Like, why would they do that? Like, why wouldn't they just, like, keep the door unlocked after you do it the first time? So you're not fucking, like, wasting your time fucking pressing the buttons each time. And then I'm thinking, like, I'm guessing it's supposed to be, like, a meta joke, kind of. Like, if a kid was playing the game and he fucking, he has to keep playing, you know, keep pressing, like, fuck you, mom, and fucking that's, like, playing on the TV, and, you know what I mean, his mom would hear it, like, over and over again, like, she'd get, like, mad or some shit, and just, like, dude, again, I'm fucking 34 years old, like, that's, I don't give a shit, like, that doesn't exactly fucking hit home for me, so, yeah, then there's the combat, and it's been a while since I played the Stick of Truth, so I might be remembering some shit wrong from it. Though that might be a first for me, I know. I usually am spot on, accurate. But yeah, I remember the first game was like pretty simple for the most part, like almost like fucking like whatever, like, you know, Breath of Death 7 or fucking Cthulhu Saves the World, like, type of deal. It's almost like a parody, obviously a parody of, like, a fucking RPG game where, yeah, there's fucking, like, pretty much just, like, take the core of, like, a 16-bit RPG and they boil it down. So, you know, we're still doing the, you know, the party turn-based fucking type of thing. Where you get a few special attacks and, you're getting hit and you're healing. If somebody fucking, you know, drops down, he's gonna fucking die. He fucking, you know, take a couple turns, like, healing him, like, that type of thing. But, you know, it's fucking just quick and snappy type of deal. You know, you had fucking gear and items and all that shit. Yeah, but it was pretty much just, again, if I remember correctly, it was fucking just like, this sword is better than this sword, pretty much. So it's fucking like, all right, I got an upgrade to fucking my weapons, and you just fucking get another weapon, and just, yeah, it's fun. You know, if you fight, you know, you just go around fighting a bunch of fucking battles and shit, pretty much like grinding if you wanted to, but you didn't have to, and, you know, you just go around, leveling up, but you didn't really have to fucking worry about that. You could just fucking pretty much just go through the game straight. If you just fucking went from, like, A to B, fucking, like, story and side quest, you'd be fine. Like, you wouldn't have to worry about fucking, like, grinding. Like, they wouldn't fucking do that, you know what I mean? Pretty fucking straight. Like, I like that, the combat and shit a lot in that game, but, and yeah, it's not that the fucking, the fractured butthole is, like, difficult or anything like that. You can bump the fucking difficulty down anytime you wanted to. Yeah, it's still not that kind of game, I don't think, where it's fucking trying to be, like, really difficult, but, you know, it's just fucking, like, slower and more complicated than it needs to be. It's grid-based, you know, so you start combat, and your characters and the enemies are all on tiles, you know, and if all your attacks have, like, a range of, like, so many squares, you know what I mean, or, like, and different, like, patterns, you know, so, I mean, do, like, one attack, and it hits in, like, a cross shape type of deal, or it'll hit, like, a row of enemies, or it's, like, to the side of you, like, that type of thing. And so, some attacks cause knockbacks. So, you know, you can hit somebody, and they'll fucking fly back. They do damage to somebody behind them, and, yeah, there's a million different fucking, like, status effects and shit, like, fucking, like, oh, gross out, and burning, and freezing, and stealth, and slow, and so on and so forth. So it's just all fucking, like, everything's fucking slow going type of deal. You know, when I saw screenshots of the game, and I was fucking looking at them, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, so it's gonna be, like, what are they doing, like, the XCOM type of thing? It was fucking, like, you know, maybe, like, cover, and, like, or even if it wasn't cover, fucking, like, you know, well, suppressing fire or whatever, like, you know, in an area around you, or fucking, like, that type of thing. Tactical shit, but, no, I don't know what the fuck this is that they're doing here. It's fucking, I don't know, Final Fantasy Tactics or something gay like that, maybe. Like, I don't know. Something I never fucking played or gave a shit about. But, yeah, I mean, when it's just like a straight up, like, simple fight, like, it's fine. You know, I get it. You know what I mean? It's fucking not that it's not, like, difficult. Again, it's just fucking, like, it just takes fucking, like, way longer than I'd fucking like it to. But yeah, I get to, like, this one part here where you're fighting these strippers, and a fucking message pops up saying, like, oh, you know, catch the lead stripper, or fucking move to the lead stripper before she escapes, or something like that. And I figured, like, oh, it's gotta be, like, just, you know, it's like a bonus objective or, like, whatever, and just, you know, there's fucking these other strippers that are, like, blocking your way, and they just, like, keep appearing. So I'm guessing, like, they just, like, appear endlessly, but yeah, so I'm like, all right, whatever, I'm fucking making my way forward, just fucking, like, taking my time and, like, killing the fucking strippers that keep popping up. I'm like, ah, so I can make my way forward, no big deal. But, you know, I'm getting, like, you know, you can get knocked back too, so, you know, they're hitting me, and they're knocking me back a few fucking squares, and the next one I'll move forward three, and it's just fucking, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking figure this out. I have plenty of, like, healing items and that type of shit. You know, just move forward as much as I can each turn, not a big deal. Then this fucking, this big, like, fat black stripper shows up, and there's a fucking, this, you know, from, like, the back, she fucking, like, bursts through the wall, and fucking, like, oh, it's Big Bertha or whatever, and then fucking, like, and they give you, like, another bonus objective, I'm guessing, that's fucking, like, oh, you know, don't get hit by Big Bertha, or whatever the fuck her name is, and, you know, every few turns, she's going, moving forward, and then she'll jump in the air, and then she fucking drops down, there's, like, an area of area of effect attack that's fucking, it's pretty much like a one-hit kill as far as I can tell if you're in like that fucking huge area that she's fucking hitting. Yeah, so I'm getting fucking, like, you know, knocked backwards towards her, and then fucking, like, you know, I only have fucking two characters in the party, and fucking, he gets, one of them gets knocked back, then knocked back and fucking dies, then it's fucking, because it's turn-based, it's fucking like, oh, cool, I'm just fucked here, because, you know what I mean, it's fucking, I'll take one turn, and then fucking three strippers in a row will fucking attack me the next turn and fucking start knocking me back, and... into the fucking black pitch and fucking, like, dead, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like, cool. There's, like, fucking, like, 10, 15 minutes of my fucking life, you know, of playing this fucking game gone, you know what I mean? I'm gonna restart the battle now. It's like, and that's not cool. So, yeah, so, I mean, I was, like, deciding, like, I should just fucking either like, turn the difficulty down or, like, maybe, like, equip, like, different attacks, because, you know, I was fucking... I kept ending up in, like, these situations where I couldn't fucking move forward at all or fucking attack anybody because, you know, just because the attack patterns I had on my fucking, my fucking moves or whatever weren't, like, vertical or whatever. Like, I had all pretty much, like, straightforward attacks. I was like, oh, maybe if I do ones I can hit to the side, I can fucking, like, knock them around or whatever. Just fucking do it. Or it's like, you know, do I equip, like, different items or fucking, you know, consumables or fucking... I don't know, there's fucking artifacts you can fucking equip that fucking boost, different stats, you know what I mean? So should I go, like, full, like, knockback and just, like, keep fucking, like, pushing them back as far as I can, and I don't know, or is this something I should fucking, like, craft here? Is there, like, something I can craft? But, you know, of course, there's fucking, like, crafting in the game, it's gotta be that, so... I was, like, thinking about that. I'm like, nah, I just fucking quit, dude. Fuck this. I just fucking, like, quit the game. I was not even, like, a rage quit type of deal. It's just more of, like, a fucking, dude, I don't want to fucking deal with this again. Like, I don't want to deal with this shit. Quit. That type of quit. It's like, yeah, I mean, like, if the first game was going for, like, the fantasy, like, Western, like, RPG and, like, simplifying that type of shit, like... No, it's like this one, yeah, like the Fractured But Whole. It's more like, way more like JRPG, you know what I mean? It's fucking, dude, I fucking hate JRPGs, mainly because they fucking waste your time and they're like putting you in like these bullshit situations with like a bunch of like beginner's trap. But, you know, that fucking, again, oh, you fucking fought for 10 minutes and you died because fucking some stupid shit they pulled out of their ass, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, that's what just fucking happened, so I don't know. Again, it just sucks. I mean, I've been looking forward to a new fucking South Park game for fucking, like, years, and, yeah, it's a fucking pretty big letdown. Again, it might be one of those deals where fucking if you stick with it, maybe the combat, like, gets better as you play, and the game gets fucking, like, funnier and shit later on, but... I don't know. Who knows? I mean, maybe next week I'll be saying, you know, oh, fucking, no, I got past that part. No, there's just a shitty fucking fight, and then it's all fucking hilarious from there. Like, I don't know. Or, again, or, you know, that kind of shit that just happened with fucking the Evil Within 2. But, I don't know, just fucking, like, yeah, if that's the case, too, that's kind of another JRPG thing that I fucking hate. Just fucking, oh, no, the first third of the game is fucking, like, a tutorial. So I wait for the real game to start, just like, dude, fuck off. I mean, again, the first fucking South Park game was fucking classic from fucking start to finish, you know what I mean? And then, again, I'm fucking, like, whatever, 6-8 hours in, and it's fucking just like, dude, I'm just, like, not getting anything out of this game. It's not fucking funny. It's not funny, like, I don't really like the combat, and it's fucking, like... I don't know, man. I don't know what to say about that, other than fucking... I went back to the game that fucking... I'm like, the game that did start out fucking crazy and fucking nuts and just kept going, like, further off the rails. Shadow of War, you know what I mean? It's fucking... And, like, dude, as soon as I started playing that, I'm like, dude, it's one of the best decisions I fucking made in weeks to fucking stop playing South Park and fucking start playing this shit again. Maybe the best fucking decision I've made in years. Maybe the most fulfilling choice I've made in my life. Because, yeah, fucking Shadow of War fucking kicks ass. I mean, I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's fucking funny. You know what I mean? I think it's fucking funnier than fucking, like, South Park. Like, seriously. yeah, I mean, for comparison, fucking, you know, in South Park, like, fucking... Yeah, one of the jokes is they have towel-y pops up in like the corner of the screen to give you like the tutorials, you know. So this way I can, you know, it would just be playing. Like he'll pop up and like, hey, don't forget to fucking like whatever, press A to fucking open doors. Oh, open the gold fucking. If you see something gold, you can interact with it. And there, I'm towel-y, and like he disappears and shit. Just like. And again, it feels like in that, I'm fucking like, all right, that's funny concept, and I'm waiting for a joke kill. I'm waiting for, like, the gag or whatever with that, but I think, you know, hours in, it seems like the gag is basically like, hey, it's Towley telling me to press A, like, you know what I mean? It's just like, huh, okay. So, yeah, that I got to a point in Shadow of War where you can... Yeah, you can start, like, possessing the war chiefs, and you can recruit them into your own army, so I'm doing that, and it's fucking, like, awesome, and you have to fucking, yeah, you have to do that, and you have to fucking, like, wear them down till they're almost dead, and you have to, like, hold, like, a button and fucking, you know, a little meter fills up before you fucking possess them or whatever, then, you try not to get fucking stabbed in the back or fucking shot with an arrow while that's going on, you know, so, I mean, you take control of them, they'll start fighting for you. You can assign them to fucking different tasks. So it's like, oh, you know, I want this guy to be my fucking personal bodyguard, and like you can call him up, and he'll fucking, you know, he'll like write on the D-pad or some shit, and he'll fucking like fly in, and he'll fucking fight alongside you and shit. Or you can have him like go off and like, you know, have him like go fight. You know, mark another chief and be like, hey, go fight that guy for me, and like he'll go off and fucking he'll fight him, and like you can go and fucking like, you know, see that happen, or as that's happening you can fucking like jump in afterwards and like help him out and shit, and just or you know, you can fucking fight like two of your guys together in like a and like an arena is pretty cool. Is you just like sit there and watch as like two of your guys just fucking like fight, and you just see who wins, and if, you know, whoever wins will level up and shit, and just, you know, they'll kill the other guy though. So it's pretty fucking cool. So or you can assign him to fucking like help you go and capture the fort. It is a lot of shit you can do. So I mean, it's fucking like they kind of like need a tutorial for that, right? To be like, all right, here's what you can do with these fucking guys. It's like fucking, you know, 12 different things you can fucking do with them. So. What they do is fucking, you know, you get into one of those fucking like crazy fucking messes where, you know, you'll just be ambushed by a boss, and he fucking calls in like an elite unit of fucking like orcs and shit. Then he's fucking, you know, he starts fucking throwing bombs and shit at you, and fucking, you know, you're getting poisoned. Then fucking like you're trying to run away. Then like another like stronger fucking war chief fucking shows up out of nowhere. Then you get like the, yeah, they do like the introductions and shit, or it's fucking, you know, there's fucking close-ups, and they, you know, close-ups of the fucking bosses, and they fucking do like this big like speech and shit, and they fucking like run at you, and just, you know, you get like three of those, then fucking, you know, there's an entourage of fucking war beasts with him, and then fucking like, I don't know where this fucking giant troll shows up, and then a fucking like a dragon, you're fucking like running away, trying to find fucking a normal shitty orc you can fucking like drain for health so you're not gonna fucking die, and then like another fucking boss shows up, like one of those deals. This fucking pretty much happens like constantly in the fucking game. It's constantly escalating a fucking like crazy fucking shit going on. Yeah, then fucking, then like randomly, like one of your fucking controlled war chiefs pops in. And they do like the same type of like close up and like intro as like the enemies, you know what I mean? He's fucking just like, but he'll be like blues, he's on your side. You're just like, oh shit, you know what I mean? Here we go, another fucking guy. Yeah, and it's fucking, it'll like zoom in on him. And he's fucking like, oh wait a minute, this guy's on my side. He'll just be like, hey, you know, just so you know, you can assign anybody you've taken command of to be your fucking bodyguard, and he can like fight beside you and that shit. And I'll be like, oh. Just letting you know, I'll be like, fucking, like, oh, not me, though, it's fucking beneath my position, but, yeah, it looks like you got your hands full in there, too, well, that sucks, like, good luck, you know what I mean, then he fucking just kind of, like, you know, wanders off and shit, and, like, just, you know, just fucking runs off and, like, leaves you to fucking, you know, you continue getting, like, tossed around, like, this fucking mess of, you know, million enemies fucking fighting you, and... So I thought that's pretty good, pretty funny, and he does that like a few more times. It's funny, you know. It's like all the characters, a lot of like funny characters in the fucking game. It's just like this great blend of, like, you know, dark fantasy and, you know, the original fucking dark fantasy, I guess, fucking Lord of the Rings and fucking, you know, it takes place in fucking, like, Mordor, but, you know, there's fucking, like, comedy in there, too, almost like fucking, like, Looney Tunes, like, slapstick fucking shit mixed with, like, you know, it's, like, British, like, I don't know. A lot of, like, wordplay and, like, British fucking douchebaggery type of thing. Just fucking, I fucking laughed a lot, like, out loud playing this fucking game. Either from, like, funny jokes and, like, characters or just, again, just from like, fighting and being like, oh my god, this is fucking, like, ridiculous how much shit's going on. It's fucking, you know, I mean, oh, this can't get any worse. And then fucking, like, oh, this fucking, oh, no, we got fucking, like, way worse. There's fucking a lot of shit going on. This shit's pretty funny, too. So, yeah, I took my first Stronghold, too, and it's just, you know, essentially fucking, it's almost like, it reminds me of, like, a third-person action version of, like, Total War Warhammer, you know? It's about, yeah, it's not like you're controlling, like, your allied war chiefs or anything like that, but you can spend currency to give them support, you know, like, fucking foot soldiers around them, or, you know, there's four or five of them fucking, you know, four or five fucking war chiefs will be, like, storming the walls with you, and then fucking, you know, by your side, and then you get fucking, they're supported by, like, trolls with, like, catapults, like, strapped to their back, and they're fucking, you know, firing fucking whatever, like, flaming fucking rocks, like, inside the fort, and then, you know, there's fucking guys with spears riding in on fucking, like, caradors and shit, like, fucking climbing up the walls, and there's fucking suicide bombers, like, knocking, you know, just clashing up against the wall and fucking firing them, and fucking, like, you know, you see the castle walls, like, coming down and shit, and, like, you're just, like, doing your own thing in the meantime, right in the middle of it, fucking rushing around, you're trying to get to capture, like, control points and shit, and, you know, you're lopping off heads and fucking shooting explosive barrels. It's just fucking awesome. Like, it's just so good. So fucking good. Such an action pack. It's almost like old school arcadey. Just fucking, you know what I mean? Just like, fuck it. You know what I mean? It's fucking, it's fun, right? Just fucking do it. Just keep pressing buttons and fucking going nuts. Like, that type of shit. You know, I was riding on top of a troll. You know, you can fucking, like, possess them or whatever. You're pretty much just, like, riding on their backs and controlling them. So that's why I did that. And then again, it's like in middle of a fucking giant fucking mess of a fight, and it's fucking like, oh, there's a troll, I'll fucking, you know, get him, fucking take control of him and fucking climb onto him. I'm like, I gotta get the fuck out of here before he dies too, and fucking, like, climbing on top of a building, and then, like, another fucking troll that fucking follows me up there, and they're just fucking, they're going, like, back and forth, like, on this giant fucking building, just fucking, like beating the shit out of each other, like, back and forth, just, like, fucking punching each other in the fucking face, just fucking, it's just, like, real funny, just fucking, you know, it's different moves and shit, you fucking, you know, it's like, a pro wrestling match or some shit, just fucking these just giant fucking beasts, just fucking, like, you know, beating the fucking shit out of each other, just, or it's like fucking, you know, Godzilla versus King Kong or some shit. And yeah, it's like, not like that shit, it's not like that's, like, scripted, you know, it's not like some scripted event or a mission or anything like that, it's just like, yeah, that just happens, like, that shit just happens all the time, it's just, like, one fucking crazy thing that happened and, like, a string of other crazy fucking things in the span of, like, 10 minutes, you know what I mean? I had multiple areas open up at once, you know, even though it is, you know, it's an open world game, it's like sectioned off into different regions, so yeah, you know, you have to, like, pick a region to fucking travel to, and so yeah, it's like, you know, it starts off like it's one, like, small one, then, like, you unlock another one, you know, then it's fucking pretty much, like, linear, and then it's fucking like, oh no, here's, like, three or four of them just fucking open up at once. I'm like, I don't know which one I should go to, you know what I mean? And, like, first, is one was going to be harder than the other one or what? And just, I'm like, fuck it, let's go to this one, like, randomly. And just, all the fucking war chiefs there were, like, I don't know, like, 20 or so levels higher than me. And they were just fucking murdering me. Like, a couple hits, and I was just fucking, like, done. So, I'm like, yeah, maybe I should go to, like, another region, you know what I mean, do, like, an easier one first, and I'm like, you know what, dude, fucking not, fuck it, you know what I mean, I'll make it work somehow, and you can totally do that, you know what I mean, any war chief that's, like, higher level than you, you can't, like, have them in your army, like, you have to be, like, at least their level or higher. So I'm like, dude, these guys are like fucking like 20 levels higher than me, but you can fucking, you can shame them. I mean, you fucking pretty much doing the same thing where you're beating them down to like they're almost dead, and you kind of like hold the button down like you were going to possess them, but it's fucking, you do like a shame. You just fucking like yell at them and shit, and then they run away, and then it drops their level down. So then eventually, like, you can control them, you know what I mean? So it's fucking, So I've been doing that. Like, just fucking, the game's the fucking shit. Like, it's so good. I just did a mission where I fought a fucking Balrog, and again, I'm like, dude, I don't know if I'm ready for this. I'm like, dude, fuck it, and whatever, man, fucking made it work. But, yeah, you know what else is the shit? Is, Halloween. Is that again? That it's getting here. I mean, one more week. It's a fucking vacation. There's some satanic rituals going on. Some video games. And yeah, you know, I've got that fucking last week of October off. I think my vacation actually starts fucking Halloween night. So I mean, that there's. I don't know. Here's what I'm looking at for games to keep myself busy during that week. Anyway. Besides what I'm playing right now, you know, fucking South Park, maybe, kind of, again, I was fucking just kind of pretty disappointed in that, but I might just be like, all right, maybe I'll just give it another chance, I don't know. So yeah, that, fucking Shadow of War I'm playing, fucking Total War, Warhammer 2, Forza 7, and, yeah, this game Debris that just came out, which looks okay, it's just some fucking kind of, like, underwater, like, spooky kind of thing, and one of the voice actors on there is fucking Matt Bradford. He used to be a host on a video game Outsiders, so it's fucking like, I'll kind of see what that's about. Maybe it's good, maybe it's shit, I don't know. I think Wolfenstein 2 is out today. I think fucking Destiny 2 just came out on PC today. Call of Duty World War II comes out next week. It's like, I don't know, November like 3rd or something, so it'll be that week too. Yeah, on top of that too, I kind of want to play Condemned again. So, yeah, along with fucking everything else in my fucking backlog. So, I think I'll be able to keep myself busy. I don't know. What do you think? But yeah. So speaking of Halloween, I mean, there's just a couple non game horror things going on. Because I can, I guess. Yeah, there's a fan-made Friday the 13th movie out on YouTube called Never Hike Alone. And yeah, I mean, so like the entire movie is free on there. It's about an hour long or so, and it's not bad. It's actually not bad at all. When I say like fan-made, like I heard like, oh, it's a fan-made Friday the 13th movie. It's not like some piece of shit that I would have made. Like, yeah, with a fucking like cheap fucking $2 fucking Jason mask I got from fucking Walmart, and you know what I mean, and then fucking two people running around in the woods or anything like that. Yeah, it's actually shot, the movie shot like pretty well. I mean, it's, you know, it's some, there's some fucking production behind it, and the acting's not bad. I mean, there's only like one like really good kill in the movie. It's a fucking really good head crush, but still, it's fucking like, man, this fucking, they did that really well. And Jason looks okay. I mean, it's a different, kind of a different take on Jason. Like, I'm not entirely sold on it. They Frankenstein the shit out of him. You know, he's like really tall, but not that bulky. And he fucking like stomps around. Like, they put in like the fucking sound effects. Like, every time he fucking steps, it's fucking like boom, boom. He sounds like a fucking T-Rex from Jurassic Park or something. And yeah, I mean, there is some fucking Frankenstein DNA in there from the other movies, but it's like, Jesus Christ. Like, again, it's not fucking terrible. It's just fucking like, it's kind of weird. Have fucking Jason like stomping around like that. It's kind of weird. Most of the movie follows one guy who's some kind of like, you know, extreme like GoPro wearing like wilderness survival guy on like YouTube. It's kind of like the concept of it, and it's like, man, it's kind of like a clever, like, good way to, like, update, like, the formula, you know what I mean? So it's not just fucking, like, oh, some teens in the woods, like, that type of thing, again, and fucking, we'll pretend they don't have cell phones or some shit, you know, like that type of thing. It's fucking, it's fine. I liked how they did it. It kind of, like, fits the platform again, because it's like a YouTube movie, pretty much, you know? They knew it was going to fucking be released on fucking, on that platform, so it's fucking, like, oh, we'll run with that, and fucking, like, do it like this, and just, Yeah, they do a little bit of like found footage shit at first, but it's mixed with like, you know, most of it's like traditional fucking movie like camera angles and shit. Then the character's fucking GoPro camera or whatever gets like smashed about like halfway through. And then they do like the fucking, you know, the chase scene, fucking him versus Jason finale, like the, you know, the classic fucking horror chase scene at the end. And yeah, I mean, so some of the camera effects they use and angles and shit, it's a little much. I mean, they do, like, slow motion, or they'll fucking, like, blur out the sides of the screen as fucking Jason's coming at the dude. And some of it looks a little bit, like, cheesy and, like, overdone. Like, they were just, like, experimenting type of thing. It's fucking, like, yeah, maybe could have just fucking left it alone. But, yeah, honestly, it's about as good as a fucking, I'd imagine, like, just about any fucking big budget Friday the 13th fucking remake or fucking sequel would be at this point. It's simple, well paced. I mean, they don't fucking like over explain anything. It's pretty much just dude in the woods. He fucking stumbles upon Camp Crystal Lake and fucking, Jason fucking chases him for the last like fucking like 20 minutes. I mean, that's all you really need, right? And there is a cameo at the end. It's fucking Tommy Jarvis. He's played, you know, a dude played by the guy who played fucking Tommy in Part 6. And yeah, you know, he shows up as an ambulance driver, but they make sure that you know that it's fucking Tommy Jarvis because he has this fucking giant fucking name tag on the front of his shirt that just says fucking Tommy Jarvis, you know, in fucking like big fucking, you know, big letters, not just like Jarvis, you know, that's too subtle. It's fucking Tommy Jarvis, to be clear, you know, we get fucking Tommy Jarvis in the fucking movie. I thought that's pretty funny. That guy's the fucking worst actor in the fucking movie. Yeah, it's like he can't keep a fucking straight face, and you know, he's smiling and like smirking the entire time, like, yeah, I'm fucking Tommy Jarvis. So yeah, he either like doesn't give a fuck, or the director was like too afraid to be like, ah, can we like do that again? like try not to smirk, like he's just kind of like, you know, smiling and fucking. It's pretty funny either way. You know, it's definitely worth fucking watching if you're a fucking Friday the 13th fan. It's a season, again, it's fucking just free. It's like an hour. Check it out. And speaking of fucking bad acting and smirking, the angry video game nerd put on his he's doing it right now. He put out his fucking his Halloween special, kind of like in parts, and it's like episodic the way he's doing it. You know, it's like he's doing it. It's almost like found footage style, but it's fucking funny in a different kind of way. It's not just like a standard fucking angry video game nerd episode. It's all like broken up into little like 5-minute chunks. It's real funny. The premise of that is he's trying to hunt down the arcade game Polybius. If you don't know what that is, watch the documentary by, I think it's Retro Ahoy is the guy's name there on YouTube. He did like a really good fucking documentary on that. I'm not sure if I fucking mention it on here or not, but Polybius is a fucking game that probably never existed, and it fucking an urban legend where, you know, fucking they're saying like, oh, the government was trying to develop the most addictive game of all time. You know, it could fucking like control your mind or like kill you if you play it or something like that. You know, and people would fucking swear they fucking, oh no, I definitely saw that game in fucking, you know, whatever, Portland, Oregon, and like this one arcade, and like, you know, and then people would make like replicas and all this shit and just So watch the fucking documentary. It's interesting, but so the nerd episode starts out with him like, he gets a tip that there may be like a real fucking Polybius machine in an arcade warehouse somewhere. So yeah, it's just fucking like him like, oh, I'm gonna go check it out, and just he goes in the fucking the warehouse is closed. It's fucking. You know, the guy, you know, the arcade or whatever, the warehouse owners let him in there at night, so he's just fucking just kind of going through and just, he sets up his camera to fucking, he's like, oh, he has the machine, Polybius, it's probably a fucking fake and all that shit. Where he's like, fucking, like, oh, I'm gonna check it out anyway, just, you know, I'll do like a review on the game anyway, like what this game is. So you know, he sets up his camera and fucking. So he's like, oh, I'm not going to show the game though, you know, just in case it really does make you go mad if you see it. So just to be safe, I'm just going to keep the camera like on me and not show any of the gameplay. And so it's just showing him playing it. And, you know, at first he's saying like, oh, this game fucking like sucks, like whatever, no big deal. It's fucking pretty standard fucking shitty game. And like then the next game he's just fucking like, I guess it's not like the worst game ever made or anything. Is, you know, it's kind of fun once you get into it. And then. You know, then it keeps going on. Like the next day, he's fucking. It's like, oh, it's above average, and you know, if I keep playing, I have to keep playing it for the sake of research, like that type of thing. You know, then it's like, you know, he gets addicted to it. He can't stop playing it, and he's fucking. You know, he can fucking. You know, it's all he can think about. It's him back at his house at the couch, being like, oh, you know, there's not nothing really else I can really do except, you know, it's fucking maybe just finally film the fucking game itself. It's, you know, not a big deal, and you know, it's good. I mean, it's all just fucking. You know, he's into like day three or four, and he's just fucking. You know, he's locking himself inside the fucking the warehouse, and he can't remember like what he's doing, what he did, like how he locked the door. He can't remember the combination of the lock and shit. And he's, you know, he's just fucking like starting to lose his shit. And it's good. I mean, it's just the way he fucking set that shit off, the way he's releasing them. You know, again, it's like these little like three, four, or five minute episodes like every day. It's real fucking funny. You know, it's like at first, like you might think he's being like serious, like from the first one, being like, oh, I'm just gonna check this out and shit, and just you know, just fucking see it and just fucking like do a little rundown of this game that he found, and just it's obviously fucking like real funny. I mean, it's clear he's just fucking like trolling the shit out of everybody, and it's getting fucking like more and more absurd as it goes, and just yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I want to see where it's going, because it could either be really fucking funny or really stupid, and it almost doesn't fucking matter at this point, because it's the way it's ruled out is fucking brilliant. He even posted it on he posted on like one of like his secondary channels, you know, so it's fucking like the one he uses for like live streams and shit. So it's just fun. I mean, I'm glad he's doing something fucking like different and fucking cool for fucking Halloween, because, you know, I used to love watching it. I used to do like the Monster Madness videos every day in fucking October. It was all like fucking like old fucking horror movie reviews and shit, but he stopped doing that like last year. It was fucking like, this is fucking like pretty fucking funny. It's real good. But anyway, I'm going to stop fucking right now, just because, you know, that's more than enough fucking rambling for one night. And I'm going to go play some fucking video games. I mean, you can watch me do that at gruntfreepress.com. There's some video on the man there, too, if you want to watch that. Don't watch that. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com. Tell me what you're dressing up for this year for Halloween, just so we don't pick the same outfit, because that would be fucking embarrassing. I'm Absolute Deicide, and next week I think I'm actually going to be recording on Halloween. I think that's how it's going to work out. So let's just say expect something a little special, and expect to be disappointed as usual.
I am yours. Yeah.